Hi, my name is Alan from Alanway Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about an upcoming CCR condo right in the heart of Orchard Road. Upper house, can buy or buy. To answer this, as usual, let's run into some property detail first before breaking it down with a detailed SWOT analysis. Here, let's go. This upcoming condo is at the junction of Orchard Boulevard and Grange Road. This is a government land sale that was awarded in February 2024. This site measures 7,000 square meters. It is zoned residential with a commercial component at the first floor. This site was sold to a joint venture company between UOL Group Limited and Singapore Land Group Limited at $428 million. Let us take a look at the land bids first. There are four bidders. The top bid is just 2.46% higher than the next bidder at 1578 PSF PPR, submitted by All Green Property. Okay, this looks decent to me. At least the developer did not overbid. Based on data from HPROC, the land cost worked out to be 1617 PSF. After factoring in the usual cost, the estimated break-even is 2652 PSF. Assuming a 20% margin, the expected selling price likely will be 3182 per square feet. Wow, 3002 per square feet for Orchard Road for the 99 years leasehold. This is interesting. Let's come back to this later on. This development is a single tower block at 35 storey. There are 301 units and is on 99 years leasehold from May 2024. As for car parks, since it's next to MRT station, there will be no one-to-one car park allocation. Anyway, a significant number of units should be investment units. As for the unit mix, there is a good mixture of 1-4 bedrooms. We have the smallest 1 bedroom plus study at 474 square feet. There are 67 units of such. As for the 2 bedrooms, there are a few variations. From 2 bedroom premium to 2 bedroom plus study. They range from 700 to 764 square feet. There are 102 and 67 units respectively. The remaining one are the 3 bedroom premium at 1012 square feet at 34 units and the 4 bedroom suite at a massive 2056 square feet with 31 units. As for the floor plans, this is the typical 1 bedroom and study. Typical layout in my opinion, open concept kitchen with a study at the rear. Both living and bedroom are facing outwards. Next, this is a 2 bedroom premium and study. It measures 764 square feet. It comes with a compact kitchen from the rear. Then you turn right into a living space. As you walk in will be the bedrooms area with a study next to it. For the 3 bedroom premium, it measures 1012 square feet. As you enter from the main door, you will be greeted with an enclosed kitchen. There is also a yard area with bath and a household shelter. The living is facing outwards with the remaining rooms doing the same. Lastly, we have the 4 bedroom suite. It comes with a private lift and a dedicated car park lot. It measures 2,056 square feet. As you enter from the private lift lobby, you will be greeted in the dining area. The living area has a double volume space as you look out from your apartment. The kitchen is tucked at the rear with the standard provision of a service yard and a household shelter. The 3 common bedrooms come with attached bathroom. And lastly, the master bedroom is located at the far end for more privacy. In addition, there is also a private car park lot dedicated for your luxury car, which is included as part of your strata area. So much of the floor plans, let's head straight into the SWOT analysis. First rank, unbeatable location. Upper house is located in District 10 on Orchard Boulevard, nested between the prestigious Good Class Bungalow Enclave and the iconic Orchard Road shopping belt. It sits directly adjacent to Orchard Boulevard MRT on the TEL, with seamless connection to Somerset and Orchard MRT stations. This prime location ensures effortless access to luxury retail, F&B, central business district, and major highways. Secondly, exceptional build quality and design. UOL in Singland leveraged their reputation for craftsmanship and longevity. The architect, led by ADDP Architect, features clean lines, sustainable material, and full-height glazing. Interior boasts marble flooring, imported wardrobe for the bedrooms, and open concept layout tailored to family needs. Thirdly, this is a low-density boutique development with 301 units. It's not classified as a mid-tier project, neither is it too small to be classified as a small project. Anyway, this low-density living experience is suitable for those that cherish exclusivity and privacy, supporting a community atmosphere yet with minimum crowding. For high-income earners and those that wish to stay near the city will be suitable for them. Lastly, the strong developer track record. UOL and Singland, impressive development which include Mayor House and Wharton House, just to name a few, demonstrate their ability to deliver premium product on time maintaining value and appeal to the upper echelon of society. 来了, the first thing into buyer's mind is the high entry price. Given its location and prestige, Upper House is expected to command top-end selling prices. It's likely to be around 3,200 per square feet. Take note, this is not the actual pricing yet. Please wait for developer actual announcement. Let's take a look at nearby Cascaden Reserve, a 99-year condo from 2018 by SC Global. It's currently going around 2,800 to 3,300 per square feet. Hence, this is still not too unreasonable in a sense. Upper House is newer, yet with direct MRT access. I think cannot complain already. The second minus I would like to highlight is the 99-year lease. Let's face it, most buyers in this location would prefer a freehold tenure. You can say it's old school thinking, uncle thinking, or freehold only for old people. Sorry ho, let Uncle Coco share with you some numbers. Let me bring out the project name, later people stay there will scold me. This is after all a 99-year leasehold condo which is very near Orchard Road. It is less than 10 years old since TOP and has a total of 17 unprofitable deals out of 231 units. Losses are massive, from low 600,000 to 1.4 million. Wow, powerful. Those that bought them during the 2011 to 2013 still cannot recover. If this is on freehold tenure, the outcome will be extremely different. Well, it's not fair to say condos in Orchard Road has poorly performed. Let's take a look at another newer 99-year project. Orwell Hill Residence. This condo is located along River Valley, not too far away. As we speak, there are 14 winners. Most of them are making around 250,000 after holding it for 4 years. Not too bad, right? So, you see, must buy the right project. And don't buy one that is selling way above its break-even cost. That's why the earlier one has lots of unprofitable deals. That's why in today's market, developers must price to sell. Developer make some money, buyers make some money. This should be the game. Some other weaknesses include buyers have shifted away from the central area. Let's face it, the reception of Orchard Road Shopping Belt has somehow been lukewarm in recent years. Neighborhood malls have shops that are as good as those found in town. Upper House only has 301 units. This may translate to higher maintenance fees. One bedroom at 425 to four bedroom at 680. For those that are considering Orchard Road area, be prepared to pay for higher maintenance fees. If you are an investor, please consider the net return after factoring in higher property tax and other expenses. Upper House higher floor units also have security screen. Sian. Interpol is right in front of you. US Embassy is also nearby. And most importantly, many who and who are living nearby. Ayo, you know I know, can ready. So, what are the opportunities? In my opinion, UOL is a reputable developer known for its quality finishing and design. In fact, most of their projects are profitable, from Clavon to Clement Canopy to Avenue South Residence and so on. Upper House is also in close proximity to affluent expats working in finance to nearby embassies. They may be attracted to live in the heart of the city plus the convenience of a train station just downstairs. This will add to its appeal to potential tenants and future resale buyers when the punishing 60% ABSD is removed one fine day. For Upper House, you must be prepared to hold it for a slightly longer time. Continue to enjoy staying in them, and when the time comes, hopefully any adjustment in the ABSD for foreigners can entice rich foreigners to buy from you. And voila, you can finally exit with a profit. No doubt, the escalating war in the Middle East, this could spill over to a bigger war in the Middle East. If that happened, all hell break loose. Trade will be affected. Oil price will shoot up the roof. Tourism will hold back. Economy will be impacted. Job will be axed. This will have a detrimental impact to the property market in general. As for whether the authority will implement any more cooling measure, I seriously doubt so. Removing them could be high on the list, but not for now. The higher ABSD has brought in lots of revenue to balance our budget. Hence, why bother to rock the ship? In the CCI area, there are also many upcoming large-scale GLS sites coming up in the Zion Road area to River Valley Green. These are 99-year leasehold condo may indirectly compete with Upper House both for tenants as well as for buyers in the resale market in the foreseeable future. Upper House is supposed to set the benchmark for Orchard Road next wave of luxury residents. It brings together stellar location, design excellence, sustainable living, and curated experience, all in the low-density, exclusive setting. While the high price tag may deter some, for those that cherish lifestyle in a must-awaited Orchard Road locality and in a prestigious address, then Upper House may be your next best bet. For those that are keen, kindly DM me. My contact is in the description below. Thank you for watching.